Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome to today's inspiration. I'm Lisa Berry. I'm very happy and grateful you are listening today. Hopefully, I can help brighten your day, maybe change your perspective, and we can all live a happier, more balanced life. I'm here to share my perspective with you. I know I can't make anyone change. That is not what this show is about. And if you think your life needs to change, that is totally up to you. But I'm here to share. I've been through a lot of difficulties in my life, and I've learned a lot from them. So I want to share what I've learned with you in hopes of helping you live a better life. We're all only here for so long, and I personally do not want to waste a minute in angst and anger. I've been through so much. It's been up and down. It's been a wild ride in my life, but I feel like, for the most part, I'm in charge of my life right now. At least I'm in charge of my feelings and my reactions to things, and everything is your reaction. Things happen, good and bad, and it's really all about how you choose to react to it. Of course, if something really bad happens, you're going to go through a process, but still, ultimately, I wake up every day and I think, yay, it's a new day. I made it. I woke up. That's a miracle. Looking for miracles all the time. And then I think, what exciting thing's going to happen today? I think the anticipation is half the battle. I think the envisioning something good is part of the battle, if you want to call it. I shouldn't even call it a battle. Just part of the process. So I know it's easier said than done, but I believe it begins with self-awareness and self-love and realizing what is going on in your head and how can you manage that chatter. People may not even realize it. You might want to stop and think, what am I saying to myself all day? The minute you're awake or conscious, there's a whole dialogue going on in your mind, and it may not be such a great conversation, and you may want to think about that and stop yourself and change that chatter. Change the chatter. Oh, I like that. In your mind. And another way of doing that is meditating. And I think some people hear meditating and they are intimidated, to put it nicely. They think, oh, what is that? That's crazy. Meditation has been proven to help you so much on so many levels in so many different ways. I know I woke up myself earlier this morning and my mind was racing and I finally just had to get down and let go and say a mantra, and I say when I can't sleep, so hum is just a basic mantra, but I say sleep now. I'm really I kind of hypnotize myself to sleep. And speaking of meditation, Deepak Chopra is doing one of their 21-day free series right now. I think today is day 3. I highly recommend it. I'm sure you can Google it, find it, sign up. He does it with Oprah. Oprah does a little opener, and then Deepak guides you through a meditation, which I found, I'm not an expert meditator, so it's not that easy for me, so I like guided meditations, because someone kind of talks you down and gets you relaxed and helps you focus on your breathing, and then they play some music, and you just kind of let go and clear your mind, and that is so valuable in finding out who you are. And what is important to you and what really matters, and realizing that life is not about ourselves. The moment you realize that life is about doing things for other people, it changes everything. And of course, I'm sitting here telling you to have self-love and to know yourself, but that's different than an ego love. And not like me first, I'm first, it's all about me, I get what I want, and then, you know, although some people say, like they say on an airplane, put your own oxygen mask on first, and that's true. You do need to take care of yourself and know yourself and be aware of what's going on in your mind. But really, I'm here to serve other people, to do what I can for others, to help as much as I can. I mean, I'm a human being, but that's my goal. And I came across a great quote from the Dalai Lama this week. He said, love and compassion are necessities, not luxuries. Without them, humanity cannot survive. And I just like compassion. We need more love. We need more compassion. And I think this week really is true. This week, the whole world has been rocked by the death of comedian Robin Williams, who took his own life. And I try to talk about what's going on in the world and what's happening. And for someone like me who values humor, first of all, he was one of my first humor inspirations. So it hit me hard. I was actually on the air at a commercial radio station where I do some work, and they announced it in the news, the 7 p.m. news, and I was like, what? What did they did? It was disbelief was my first reaction. Obviously, I have met a lot of people in my life, but I have not had the privilege of meeting Robin Williams. I don't know him, obviously, personally, but he was a childhood inspiration for me. There was not a lot of happiness and laughter in my home growing up, but there was more community, and Robin Williams, and obviously he had a creative genius comedic mind, and he brought a lot of light and laughter to my life. So that first, on that note, made me very sad. And actually, I was working with a bunch of comedians that night, and it turns out comedians are I don't know if it's because we're more sensitive, but it's not. They may be laughing on the outside, but a lot of them are crying on the inside. Look at Joan Rivers, for example, one of my favorites. I mean, she's pretty blunt and pretty out there, but I do think she's hilarious. And her husband took his own life, so she's been through a lot of, I mean, we all go through it. That's life. That is life. Life has your ups and your downs. And what I'm here for, today's inspiration, what am I all about, is to help you look at that and deal with it. In fact, if you want to call 646-378-0378, if you want to talk about Robin Williams or your life or looking at life or anything, I'd love to talk to you. 646-378-0378. Because I do think it is all how you look at it. So anyway, Robin Williams takes his own life. First of all, from a humor standpoint, that made me sad. But then I was thinking about it for a couple of days, and I think it really rocked a lot of people's worlds, because we may all be thinking, if someone that talented, that popular, that rich, and that beloved couldn't face another day, then how are we supposed to deal with it? I think about that. I thought about that, right? You know, there was talk about addiction and depression, and I certainly do not want to devalue that. I know that if that's something you are dealing with, hopefully you're getting help, professional help, because that is a chemical imbalance in your brain, and you do need help for that if you are clinically depressed. But on the other hand, there is no doubt that life is hard. Just like every relationship, you need to work on your relationship with yourself, too. So have compassion for others. Have compassion for yourself. People are so hard on themselves, and It's difficult to soothe yourself. How do you comfort yourself? I would love to hear how you comfort yourself. 646-378-0378 is the number. Something I'm personally working on. You can't comfort yourself with cookies. You can't comfort yourself with shopping. I open up my life to other people, but then you're a lot of times taking on their burdens, and I end up being with people, and I'm a good listener, so I'm seeking out friends or family members for comfort, and I end up comforting them. So it's really important to learn self-comfort. So that is something I am working on. That is why I try to meditate. That is why I try to have gratitude. That is why I do this show, so I can share my perspective with you, and perhaps you can share your perspective with me, and we can all get through this life together, because as I said, it is not an easy life, and you really do need to know yourself, and you need to love yourself and value yourself and value those people who are important to you. I was thinking about that at 4 a.m. this morning, that everyone wants to be valued. Everyone wants to know they matter. So in addition to knowing and loving yourself, you need to make sure you share those feelings with those you care about, and not just on their deathbed. Do it now. Saw a movie a couple of weeks ago. It is a classic movie scene. Someone's on their deathbed, and then the father finally tells the son he loves him or he approves. Why would you wait to the end? Why? We're all here now, and we all need to know that we are loved, and we need to know that there's compassion for us, and we need to know that we are valued, and we need to know that we matter. So if you feel that way about someone, you need to share those feelings with them. And I don't know, does it sound kooky? Am I just like out there, and you're thinking, yeah, sure, easy enough said for you, lady, because you're right. I do. I live in the real world. We all do. But there is this elevation of feelings and just being aware of what is really important in life. And I feel like I have connected with that. And that's what I want to share with you. I mean, I'm a commercial radio host. I do news and traffic, and I've hosted radio shows for many years and interviewed everyone from presidents to lots of celebrities. So I get it. I'm a real person, but I've also been through so much. And I'm a deep thinker, and I'm a sensitive person, and I have come to find out what's important. And the number one thing that I have learned is you never really know what's going on in anybody's life. And I think that's the case with Robin Williams. I think that's why it was so shocking. I think he just was such a great actor and so many great movies, and then he was so funny, and he just would go off on a tangent and just be hilarious. But then personally, he's fighting these demons, and he's got addiction. Now, they heard he was just about to check into rehab again. I mean, he had depression. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, and it's sort of surprising how many people jumped in and decided it was time to share about their depression, which, you know, life is tough. And as I said, if you have a chemical problem, Hopefully you're getting help. Hopefully you're getting treatment. If you're just sad and sometimes like me and think that life is hard, well then, hey, we are all in this together. Let's have some compassion. Let's share. 646-378-0378 is my number. I don't have a guest today, so it's just going to be you and I and talking about Robin Williams and talking about life and talking about self-love and having compassion for other people and for yourself. Give yourself a break. People are so hard on themselves. And you need to lighten up a little bit. There's a lot of talk about being happy, which I think we all need, and the world of positive psychology today. That's not really a clinical field. It's positive psychology. It's doing what I'm doing now. I do not have a degree in this, but I have always been intrigued by happiness, and I've always been good at communicating, whether it be mass communication or interpersonal communication. But positive psychology, I think, is something we all obviously need. But then again, if you have serious depression or a chemical reaction, please get help. There's been some people in the media who've jumped on and criticized Robin Williams, saying that that was a selfish thing to do, to take his own life. And I've actually personally known people who've done that, and it is devastating to the people you leave behind. So if that's something you're thinking about or ever thought about, please get help. Please call me. Please reach out to someone. But also realize what you're doing to the people that you're leaving behind. It's just a horrible thing. And hopefully I can help you and hopefully change your perspective, and you can connect to what I'm saying, and you can look and hope for a miracle. I say we wake up, that's a miracle. I'm always looking for something new and exciting in a miracle. Speaking of new and exciting, I have an event coming up, and I would love for you to attend. It's Tuesday, August 26th. Get that right. Tuesday, August 26th at 7 p.m., I'm going to help kick off a new series of personal development classes, and it's called Transformational Tuesdays. Love the name. And I'm going to be speaking about powering through as positive as possible. And it's going to be at a place called Soul Space on 210 West University Road in downtown Rochester, Michigan. It's sponsored by Dean's List Publishers, a Michigan book publisher. It's a love offering, so it's not a $250 fee or anything like that. If you do want a reserve seat, you can book in advance. And here's a website to check out. It's transformationaltuesdayclasses.blogspot.com. Or you can call Dean's List Publishing at 248-383-5793. That's my buddy Dean Latticer, who also helps people write and publish books. So if that's something you're thinking about and you can't make it to Rochester, give him a call for that. And then you can always email me directly at lisaloveberry, B-A-R-R-Y, at gmail.com, and I can help give you that information. But again, that's Tuesday, August 26th, less than 2 weeks away, powering through as positive as possible in Rochester, Michigan. I would love for you to come. I would love to meet with you and connect with you in person so we can all share. I've learned no matter how much you have or how hard you try or how much you pray or how much money you make, stuff is going to happen in life. That is just the process. And it's not all good stuff, but, you know, again, it's up to you to decide how to react. It's all perspective. I personally have been through a lot of stuff in my life, but I still wake up happy every day, and I wake up expecting something good to happen. And I think that opens me up to more possibilities and helps me realize the positive things in my life. I mean, why not focus on the good stuff? And it might take you a while to get to that point, but, you know, you can just pick yourself up and say, oh, well, what's next? Because even more stuff is going to happen. That's part of life, and it's a journey we're all on. So I just try to make the best of everything. I was reading something during my 4 a.m. wake up this morning about worrying about other people's reactions and how people spend a lot of their lives worrying what other people think, and they don't dress the way they want to dress or wear what they want to wear, and they think everybody's looking at them. And they actually did some research and found somebody wore a shirt, an unpleasant, I think it was shirt, to a party, and then they asked, how many people do you think noticed that shirt? And the person said, oh, everybody did. And then it turned out they'd surveyed the people in the room, and like not even half the people noticed what that person was wearing. I always say, I'm not worried about anybody looking at me. They all think I'm looking at them. So you should relax and be yourself and be free and say, so what? You know, so what? You only have one ride that we know of around this earth. So why not make the best of it? And I really do believe it's a choice. it's you choose what to think, and you choose what to say, you choose what to do, and you choose who to be. It all comes from the inside. I would jokingly call myself a semi-professional shopper and say I was saving myself from the Olympics. That's the joke there. Because I used to love to shop, and I used to love to get things. And then I got to the point where getting things wasn't really making me any happier. I mean, do things make you happy? I mean, maybe for a minute. Maybe you got a boat. That'd make me happy. But then it's a lot of work. Then you're out in your boat, and you're in the middle of the water, and you're still not happy. And you think, well, that was a lot of money and a big expenditure, and what did that do for me? So things don't make you happy. Cookies don't make you happy. Donuts don't make you happy. Maybe they do for a few minutes, but ultimately, you got to get in there and dig deep down inside and find out what's really going on in your heart and in your head, and get the perspective that you can get through the many challenges that life is going to hand you, because believe me, there are many. So it's your choice, and you can feel as good as you want to feel. And somebody can tell you you're worthless and a loser, but that's just their opinion.